Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case testing the limits of prison discipline. Specifically, is handcuffing a prison inmate to a post in the hot summer sun for hours without water or bathroom breaks unconstitutionally cruel and unusual punishment? And if it is, can prison guards be sued for damages? Those questions were posed today in a case from Alabama, the only state in the union that uses the so-called hitching post as a method of discipline for prisoners. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Alabama's use of the hitching post is being challenged by a prisoner named Larry Hope. He got into a fight on a work gang with prison guards in June of 1995. He was taken back to the prison yard and handcuffed to a rail in the hot sun for 7 hours. He claims that guards removed his shirt, refused his request for water for as long as 3 hours, taunted him by giving water to dogs and pouring the remainder out in front of him. A federal appeals court agreed that the guard's conduct was a violation of the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Indeed, the Justice Department had warned the state that its policy was illegal. Still, the lower court said, Hope could not sue for damages because the guards could not reasonably have known their conduct was unconstitutional. Hope then appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, where the case was argued today. On the high court steps, Alabama's Attorney General William Pryor defended the state's use of the hitching post as a way to coerce prisoners into working.
When inmates refuse to work or disrupt a work squad, then they're restrained. They will know that work is a serious part of rehabilitation in an Alabama prison, and there's nothing cruel or unusual about that.
But lawyer Craig Jones countered that Larry Hope was being punished and that the prison guards would not let him go back to work. Other prisons, said Jones, imposed punishment in a more civilized way, with lockdowns, denials of TV and cigarette privileges for long periods, but not with physical punishment that's painful and potentially harmful.
This particular punishment here was not only frowned upon by the other 49 states, but was a violation of correctional standards and a violation of United Nations standards. We're not even allowed to treat prisoners of war this way.
Inside the courtroom, Jones faced a skeptical Justice Scalia. What's a prison supposed to do, asked Scalia? Just let him go back to his cell and watch TV if he doesn't work? Answer, this wasn't an attempt to get him to work. It was punishment for fighting with the guards. Justice Kennedy, what should the rule be? Answer, that no restraint should be used beyond that needed to deal with a threatening situation. Kennedy, is solitary confinement a restraint? Answer, no. Alabama Solicitor General Nathan Forrester defended the use of the hitching post, contending that whatever discomfort Hope experienced, he could have ended it by agreeing to return to work. Justice Breyer, so what? Wouldn't any reasonable human being know that keeping someone chained to a bar with his hands over his head in the hot sun without water is very cruel and certainly unusual? Answer, his arms weren't over his head. They were chest high. Justice Breyer, unmollified, the pictures show his hands up here, gesturing, at his head. Justice O'Connor, so it's your position that the state can keep him there hanging from the rail? Forrester interrupted. He wasn't hanging. Justice O'Connor, disgusted. So he was like this? She gestured with her hands clenched in front of her. And it's the state's position? You can keep him there for as long as the state wishes until he agrees to go back to work? Justice Stevens, but you never alleged in the lower court that you gave him the choice of going back to work. Justice Scalia, if you gave him the choice, why isn't it in the record? I can't imagine why the state didn't include that. Justice Ginsburg, he says he was willing to work, that he never was unwilling to work. To all of these questions, lawyer Forrester reiterated that the state's written policy is to use the hitching post only as a method of coercing prisoners to go back to work, not as pure punishment. He was backed up by lawyer Jean Scher, who contended that guards should not be held accountable for split-second decisions. Wait a minute, interrupted Justice O'Connor. This was not a split-second decision. It was 7 hours. A decision from the Supreme Court will likely take months. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.